Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over using CalHypo as your primary shock or as your primary chlorine source for your pool. I'll go over some of the pros and cons of using CalHypo and why I think it's a superior shock to use, especially if you're using trichlor tablets in the pools on your route. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So there are several good reasons to use CalHypo as your shock for your pool, especially if you're using, again, like I mentioned, trichlor tablets on your pool route. Trichlor tablets, about half the weight, roughly, is cyanuric acid. So if you're using trichlor tablets, you're also adding cyanuric acid to the water. And you want to probably limit some of that by shocking with CalHypo and not using as many tablets during the week. That way you reduce the cyanuric acid that's being added to the water. You'd have to kind of figure out the ratio and, of course, the cost effectiveness. But combining the chemical usage at a pool with CalHypo or liquid chlorine, which are non-stabilized chlorine, is a good way to mitigate some of the side effects of the trichlor tablets. Now, every chlorine has a byproduct, of course, and CalHypo is no exception. It has a byproduct, which is calcium. Calcium hypochlorite is the name of the chemical, CalHypo. So there's calcium in there, and you're adding calcium to the water as you're adding CalHypo to the pool. Roughly for every 10 parts per million of chlorine you add to the pool, you're adding about 7 parts per million of calcium to the pool. So if you're, of course, raising the chlorine to 5 parts per million, you're adding about 4 parts per million of calcium, give or take, to the pool. Not a huge amount, and I think as far as side effects go, CalHypo and liquid chlorine are probably your best bet if you're using trichlor tablets because they're unstabilized. CalHypo doesn't have any cyanuric acid in it. Neither does the liquid chlorine. And if you're going to use dichlor, be aware that about 60% of the dichlor is cyanuric acid. So you probably don't want to do that if you're using trichlor tablets. Now, if you have a saltwater pool, you probably want to go with liquid chlorine, and you may even want to go with dichlor in a saltwater pool because, as you know, a saltwater generator needs cyanuric acid in the water to 80 parts per million. So if you start the season and you're at 40 parts per million, why not just use dichlor to shock your saltwater pool until you get the cyanuric acid level up to 80 parts per million. So why not just get dichlor added to the pool until you get to that level because you're adding chlorine as well as your cyanuric acid at the same time. CalHypo, you can of course use in a saltwater pool, but it's not going to benefit you because it has no cyanuric acid. So that's probably the only exception I would say. If you have a saltwater pool, I would go with dichlor over liquid chlorine and even over CalHypo if you need to raise the cyanuric acid in that pool. Liquid chlorine is probably more similar to the saltwater generator because you're adding salt to the pool with liquid chlorine, and that's the byproduct of liquid chlorine. Salt is not a big deal in a saltwater pool because you already have salt in there to 3,000 parts per million. So that's what I would say for a saltwater pool. But everyone else, anyone using trichlor tablets, I would definitely use CalHypo. Now, I'm probably going to have another exception here. I probably should have had this at the beginning. But if you're using CalHypo tablets, you don't want to use CalHypo shock in the pool to raise the chlorine level up because then you're doubling up the calcium. And I would recommend using liquid chlorine in that case. Or if you need to add cyanuric acid to the pool, you could use dichlor to add cyanuric acid. But I wouldn't be using CalHypo tablets and CalHypo shock in the same pool because then you're just doubling up the calcium and probably not a good idea. And that's kind of a rare thing. Not a lot of people are using the CalHypo tablets, and I think about 70 or 80% of the pools are using trichlor tablets. So this is very applicable to you if you're using the CalHypo tablets. Now, if your calcium hardness gets too high, you can, of course, partially drain the pool And when you partially drain the pool, you're also lowering the cyanuric acid in the pool. So you're doing two things. And when I say partially drain, you can maybe drain an inch or two every month out of the pool and fill it with fresh water. Or you can wait until the end of the season and maybe drain 1 or 2 feet. Now, this is all dependent on how much rain your area gets. And now in California, these partial drains were kind of part of the business. Sometimes I would open up the hose spigot with a garden hose attached while I'm at the stop. Of course, I would put my car keys there so I don't drain the pool down. But I would take maybe an inch off while I'm there visiting the pool, especially if they have an autofill that would put the fresh water in. I would take some water out. Or I would drain a foot at some point during the season to kind of lower the cyanuric acid level. Of course, lower the calcium hardness. In my area, calcium hardness is a big problem. It's pretty high, and most of the pools are over 400 already. And lowering down the pool water does help with that also. But it's not a terrible thing having high calcium hardness. It's just something you have to readjust with the LSI to account for the high calcium hardness. But California's been having really a lot of rain in these last 2 years, probably unprecedented amount of rain last year. And this year is kind of following on the coattails. We've had a lot of rain this year as well. So the water gets diluted. So you may not need to drain the pool at all if you get, you know, 20 or 30 inches of rain in the season, because then you're adding fresh water to the pool and you're diluting the cyanuric acid and the calcium level in the pool with that rainwater. Now, if you're like in areas like Arizona where you're in a drought, you definitely want to drain the pool down just to keep the cyanuric acid level from the trichlor tablets and the calcium from the calhypo from going crazy in the pool and making the water kind of funky with really high TDS in that pool. And of course, the higher the cyanuric acid, the harder it is to keep that pool free chlorine level and keep that pool balanced. Now, calhypo, I like it because it's really easy to use. You can buy the 25-pound buckets or the 50-pound buckets. You can buy individual bags. Back in the day, in 2019, those 1-pound bags, believe it or not, were like $1, $1.25 each. It was extremely inexpensive. Calhypo has gone up in price, probably in line with liquid chlorine and trichlor tablets. So it's a little more expensive now for those 1-pound bags. So it's cheaper to buy it in the 50-pound buckets or the 25-pound buckets and then use a container to kind of transfer it to your stops. I keep a container, a 2-pound container on my tote or my Riptide cart. That way I always have Calhypo handy. The convenience factor is there because liquid chlorine, of course, is bulky. Calhypo has about the same effectiveness at 70 to 73% Calhypo as 12.5 liquid chlorine. It's kind of hard to, you know, make them equal because one's a liquid, one's a powder, but basically the chlorine content is pretty close to 12.5. 1 gallon of 12.5 liquid chlorine is about equal to 1 pound of 70 to 73% Calhypo. Now the Leslie's powder, and powder plus is either 70% Calhypo or the powder plus is 73% Calhypo. That's what I would kind of lean towards. You want to get a brand where the Calhypo percentage is higher, because then you're just wasting money if you buy a lower quality Calhypo, like the HCH brand, for instance. It's really inexpensive, but it's only 54% Calhypo, and it's like 40% fillers, and you don't really want to use that because you're not getting your money's worth. You're getting about 20% less effectiveness with the HCH brand Calhypo than with the Power Powder Plus or another brand that's 70 to 73% Calhypo. The higher the Calhypo, of course, the better, because then you're getting your money's worth. You also have to consider the shelf life versus liquid chlorine. The liquid chlorine is at 12.5% out of the factory if you use HASA, and it degrades fairly rapidly. You know, 3 to 6 months, you're going to probably lose about half the strength in 6 months, because it's going to just, by nature, not hold its stability. Whereas Calhypo, I found a Calhypo bag in a garage of someone's house. It had to have been about 6 or 7 years old, and I still use it, and it was still very effective. You have to store it properly, of course. You can't have it in direct sunlight, and you're gonna have to have it in a pretty cool or an environment where it doesn't get super hot. But Calhypo should last, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 years. In the extreme, you could probably go 10 years, but who's gonna wait 10 years to use a Calhypo? But for sure, 2 or 3 years later, that Calhypo should still be good. And if you do pool service, you're not going to have it, you know, in your garage for more than 1 or 2 months. And so that's not a big deal. So it's not a really a big factor for pool service if you use liquid chlorine, because you're going to use that up pretty rapidly. And the same thing with Cal Hypo, but if you have it stored, if you're a homeowner and you don't use too much of it and you want to go 2 or 3 seasons, definitely Cal Hypo can hold and last that long. I've had trichlor tablets very similar where I found some at a customer's house that probably were 5 or 6 years old and they still held their potency. So any kind of powder or tablet chemical is of course going to hold longer than any kind of liquid chemical just by the nature of it. So that may be a factor. It may not be a factor for you, but the factor of being able to transport it or keep it on your service cart or tote at all times really saves you a trip back to your truck, and it's really effective and convenient, and that's why I like Cal Hypo. Now, how do you add it to a pool? Well, if you have a vinyl pool, I suggest putting it in the skimmer with the pool running, because Cal Hypo, even though it does dissolve fast, it can stain the vinyl liner. Now, you can, of course, dissolve it on a 5-gallon bucket if you wanted to. That takes some time. Most of the time, if you have a PebbleTec or plaster pool, you can just broadcast the Cal Hypo directly in the water. And depending on the brand, it depends on how cloudy it makes the water. And I typically just broadcast it in the pool in most cases, or I just walk around the tile line and I kind of drop it into the pool. It's not a big deal. It's going to, you know, spread out in the whole pool eventually, and it's not something to worry about. Or you can add it to the skimmer with the pool running for 6 or 8 hours. It has a high pH, so it's not going to do any damage to the pool equipment. And it's also an effective way to add it to the pool, especially if people are swimming in the pool and you want to add a little bit to the pool, you can definitely add it to the skimmer. But if you're adding 1 pound or less, you can add it directly to the pool. It's not going to make it cloudy. So I really like Cal Hypo because it's convenient and it's really easy to use. And if you buy the 70 to 73%, it's pretty potent. So when are you going to use Cal Hypo to shock the pool? Well, there's a lot of reasons to use it, especially if you're starting the season and you're trying to kind of modulate the chlorine level and you're just going for maybe, you know, 1 tablet to 2 and the chlorine level is not holding. Or if you're using your pool a lot, you definitely want to add the Cal Hypo to keep the chlorine level maintained. And depending on how high you want it is how much you want to add it. But whenever the chlorine level, in my opinion, gets to about 2 parts per million, I like to shock the pool and bring it back up to 5 or 6 parts per million, just because the higher the chlorine level in the pool, the easier it is during the week to maintain it. And since you do pool service, you're there once a week, you really want that chlorine level to be at least 5 parts per million, maybe higher. And this is dependent on the cyanuric acid level in the pool, of course. But I try to shoot for at least 5 or 6 parts per million when I'm leaving that service stop, so that I know that the tablets are going to be dissolving and keeping that free chlorine level kind of at that level all week long. You can go higher if you want, up to, you know, 6 or 7 parts per million. But one of the things that you're going to have to do is just kind of modulate the trichlor tablet usage with the Cal Hypo usage. There's really no exact formula, and each pool is different. You know, a customer may use the pool 3 times a week. A customer may not use the pool at all. Weather's a big factor. The hotter it is, the stronger the UV index, the less the chlorine stays in the pool. Runtime's also a factor. So there are a lot of factors involved in using Cal Hypo as a shock if you're using trichlor tablets in the pool to kind of maintain the chlorine during the week. And of course, Cal Hypo and liquid chlorine are compatible. You can put a gallon of liquid chlorine in a deep end. You could put some Cal Hypo in, you know, right after that. It's not a big deal. You're using 15,000 gallons of water. There really isn't a lot of reason to mix both of those. The only time I use Cal Hypo and liquid chlorine in combination is when I'm doing a green pool cleanup. I really like liquid chlorine because it's highly effective and fast acting. But I also like Cal Hypo too, because it really helps bring up the chlorine level rapidly. And I don't usually have enough chlorine sometimes on my truck just to use liquid only. So I'll use a combination of both. But mainly you want to pick one of these shocks, liquid chlorine or Cal Hypo, and use them on those particular pools regularly. And mixing them is just not necessary. You can use one or the other. And I, like I mentioned, I'll only mix them when I need to shock a pool and bring it up to a high level and I don't have a lot of liquid on my truck. I'll use Cal Hypo. To me, for pool service, it's convenient to have, you know, 2 50-pound buckets in your truck of Cal Hypo, some liquid chlorine. And that way you're not having to put tons of chlorine in your truck, because I can technically only carry about 12 gallons of liquid chlorine in my truck. It's not a very big bed. It's like 5 feet and it's not super wide either. It's a Honda Ridgeline. And so to maximize the space, having some dry chemicals is ideal. And again, the price per pound versus a gallon of liquid is pretty comparable in California. In Florida, I think liquid chlorine still is cheaper than Cal Hypo, so you may have to consider that factor. But to me, it's a great shock. And I'll just touch really quickly on the non-chlorine shock. You may see it at your supplier. It's the potassium monosulfate. The non-chlorine shock is great before you have a pool party because it really works well with the organic sweat, urine, suntan lotion, and it really helps fight the chloramines that may form in the water. So I like non-chlorine shock before a pool party. But after the pool party, I would say you may want to use some non-chlorine shock, but it's better just use Cal Hypo to bring up the chlorine level because the non-chlorine shock does not fight viruses, bacteria, and algae. It's just for the organic contaminants that are in the water. It's a great product, but use it only at before a party. So if a customer is having a party, I definitely would put in a couple bags of it or 2 pounds of it just to have that in the water. And then after the party, I would definitely shock it with Cal Hypo. And so there is a little bit of confusion with the non-chlorine shock. And I think the confusion is when to use it. You can definitely use it after the party too if there's chloramines in the water, because that kind of breaks it down. But it's not something that I use often. And I would mainly rely on liquid chlorine or Cal Hypo to bring the chlorine level up in the pool rapidly when necessary. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click the podcast icon, and then a drop-down menu of other podcasts will appear for you. And if you're interested in the coaching program, you can find out more information about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.